Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, about Kirkwood for Kids coming back to Washington this summer. Now is the time some people start planning for the summer, and Kirkwood is having another Kirkwood for Kids summer camp here in Washington. Can you explain overall what this is?
Yeah, the Kirkwood for Kids summer camp, this will be the second summer that we've offered this camp. Last year was the first time we had such outstanding feedback from community members. We had over 160 area students enroll in the camp. So we're excited to be able to offer another fun learning opportunity for area youth in grades 1st through 8th grade to keep them engaged and excited about learning over the summer months.
And is this a one-week program, and how long is it?
Yeah, new this year, this camp will actually be scheduled for 5 days. The dates are June 20th through the 24th. The number one feedback that we heard from our camping students from last year is that they wanted to spend more time at Kirkwood and have the camp be longer. So we switched from our four-day format from last summer, moving to a five-day format this summer with the camp classes meeting from 9 a.m. until noon each day.
That's nice. It gives people a chance to have the afternoon to themselves.
Yeah.
And then what kind of classes are being held? Are they different for different ages?
We have three age groups programmed for our students. We have a group of offerings for students in first and second grade. There's six different exciting courses the students can choose from, and they'll select three courses to attend. And again, we have a group offering for our third through fifth grade camp students. Six offerings, they'll choose three classes. And then it's a little bit different for our older students. In our sixth through eighth grade offering, we have four different classes the students can choose from, but they will actually just be enrolled into one more intense, in-depth class for the entire week.
And can you highlight those four for the 6th through 8th graders?
Yeah, the older students really get to take advantage of our lab space that we have in the building. We have some really great classes programmed for this age group, beginning graphic design, welding, metal creations, chain reaction action, which is a science, technology, engineering, and math-focused course. And then a new class offered for this summer is our master mechanic class. So we have our college credit and high school instructor coming back for the summer to teach our younger students all about learning about cars.
So there are really some hands-on opportunities, not just for the middle school students, but all the way down to first grade.
Absolutely. Everything that we offer is going to be a fun and exciting hands-on experience for the students.
And how do people register?
A couple ways you can register. Our registration link will be going live on our website. Parents can go to www.kirkwood.edu/kirkwoodforkids, or you can access our Washington Regional webpage, kirkwood.edu/Washington Regional, and click on the ad for the Kirkwood for Kids camp. The easiest way is probably to register online, and then we also have paper forms available for pickup during normal business hours in our office.
And there is a fee associated. Is there a chance for scholarships for some lower income families?
Absolutely. If a student qualifies for the free and reduced lunch program, we can verify that through the school district, and the students would be eligible for scholarships for the camp, which would pay their entire camp tuition.
Great. So it's open pretty much to everybody.
It is, yeah. And also, transportation can be an issue during the summer, and what's nice is we have some great pick-up and drop-off locations throughout the county so that students that aren't right here in Washington, maybe they're traveling to us from Keota or Kelowna or Wellman, we have some great transportation sites programmed. The students can ride to camp for free as well.
Great. And who teaches some of these classes?
We have some of our college instructors that are changing up their you know, course offerings dramatically for this younger age group, but we also have a lot of great, talented instructors from our K-12 surrounding districts that are coming and teaching this camp during the summer months when they're off from their traditional full-time teaching position.
And I'm sure it's exciting for the teachers as well as the students to study something a little different.
It is, yeah. They can offer classes they wouldn't traditionally offer during the academic year.
In closing, can you share with us some of the feedback you heard last year from students and parents?
Yeah, everyone just absolutely loved it. I just remember some of the comments standing out from our welding metal creations class that we offered last summer. The students couldn't believe that in 6th and 7th and 8th grade that they could actually learn how to weld, you know, in 4 days and take home these really cool projects to show their parents. So they were really excited to have that opportunity. The younger students just loved being able to meet new friends from other districts. The classes were all kind of high energy, high excitement, so they weren't getting bored moving from one class to the next. Some of the feedback was they wish they could pick all the classes to register for. So, and that's another reason, you know, come back for the second year, you know, between the first and second grade, you'd be able to register for all six classes.
That's been today's Washington Page with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, speaking about Kirkwood for Kids. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.